Hello and welcome to another Audio Boo. My name is Dan Owen and I'm the author of Dan's Media Digest, which you can find at danowen.blogspot.com. And I'm just going to quickly do a quick audio boo about the new Sky Atlantic drama Banshee, which is a US import from the channel Cinemax in the States. That's a channel that's kind of best known for its male-orientated programming. There's lots of sex and violence and that kind of thing in their shows, typically. Their biggest hit to date has been Strike Back, which is a UK co-production, and that's done quite well for them, so obviously they're looking to try and capitalise on that with Banshee. And the idea behind this show is definitely worth talking about, quite a good kind of high-concept idea. So it's about a jewel thief who's released from prison after 15 years. He immediately travels to the small Amish town of Banshee in Pennsylvania to get reacquainted with his old flame Anastasia, who was also his heist partner. While he gets embroiled in a bar fight, during which the town's new sheriff is killed, and this unnamed thief decides to adopt the sheriff's identity and become Sheriff Lucas Hood. And so there he is, sort of set up as a new town sheriff. Nobody in the town, luckily enough, has ever met the new sheriff before, so they kind of accept him, and then we go forward from there. And you know, there's lots of little peripheral characters along the way to meet, such as there's a barman who used to be a boxer, who kind of knows the sheriff's secret, and there's a local gangster who sort of works from an abattoir in the first episode, at least. He's played by a Danish actor called Ulrich Romsen, I believe that's how you pronounce it. So this is interesting idea. You know, I wouldn't say it's anything too special. One thing that kind of stuck out to me that I kind of had difficulty with was the lead actor, a Kiwi actor called Anthony Starr, best known for appearing in a show called Outrageous Fortune, where he played twins. And he certainly looks the part. He looks very good, very, you know, handsome guy. He looks a bit like, what's his name? The Bradley Cooper kind of a look to him. So he's going to obviously set a lot of hearts fluttering. But, you know, he was also a bit of a blank. And I know the character is meant to be a kind of man with no name archetype, you know, like in the Clint Eastwood kind of mould. But you kind of want a bit more from him. And it's a very quirky show, so a lot of the supporting actors are very quirky and interesting. But he's kind of sits there as a bit of a blank. But hopefully he'll get better. I do hear this programme gets better as it goes along. So I'm looking forward to watching more.